Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. Our summer worship time will be at 10 a.m. starting on May 26th. Welcome to Pastor Pod, our first in a series of podcasts when Pastor Russ and I get together to give our best answers to your questions about the Bible, theology, and life. Please enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Pastor Pod. This is Jordan, and Russ is joining me, and we're answering questions that you have. And so we just get right into it and ask a question on a card that we have here from all of you. So I'm going to start by asking Russ a question. And this question says, what is your interpretation of life everlasting? How has the belief in life after death evolved in religion from the early Jewish scriptures through the resurrection and now present day theology?
Wow, that's a pretty good question. So life everlasting sometimes has and often has meant for people what happens to the life that happens to you after you die. And it's in that case, I think that it's not consistent with what Jesus was certainly talking about. Now, the question had to do with some of the things of Jewish understanding. And in Jesus' time, there were people who didn't believe there was life after death either. So it was an open question whether there was life after death. And it seemed to me when Jesus is talking about the eternal life or life everlasting, he's talking about a quality of life. It's the life of God, the life that lasts, the life that not even death can touch and therefore eternal. But you don't have to wait till you're dead in order to experience it. When Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven is here among us, he's talking about living a different life to get to now, right now, to participate in, right now, to align your life with the very life of God. And it has to do with all of those things that we associate with Jesus, having to do with love, and has to do with justice, has to do with mercy, has to do with forgiveness. It has to do with the quality of life, not necessarily with the timing of it or when it might start or stop. It starts right now, and as soon as I align myself, now I am participating in the life that has no end. I'm participating in the very life of God. At least that's how I understand that one. What do you see in that?
I think that's a good